After what seems like a month and a half of straight guests, we finally sat down to catch up as the true friendship podcast that this is. Interesting conversation today as we get into some fun ideas and brainstorming of how to evolve this brand that we call the Walk-Ons, and just some good old-fashioned conversation between buddies catching up. Hope you enjoy. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back. This is the Friendship Podcast, and in Friendship Podcast form, I want to claim the best hair in all of podcasting. I want the fans out there to find me somebody with a better head of hair than this absolutely luscious mullet. I brought that in with the fellas, and they didn't really have too much of an argument, and I just want to let everybody know that I'm claiming to have the best hair in all of podcasting, so there's that.
You and Sammy Brooks would have been good friends, I think.
Yeah, I think me and Sammy Brooks could get along real well.
Similar hair.
Similar mentality, I think.
Should have him on the podcast.
I would love to talk to Sammy Brooks. Sammy, hit me up.
What we should do is make Kluve shave the rest of his face, and then we just all have three mustaches.
Shave it, pussy.
You won't.
Yeah, try something new.
Let's see. See, here's the problem. I think we're running into an issue here. That doesn't look very good. In fact, I go from – why can I not hear – am I fucking – something's wrong.
I can hear you.
I know. Something's wrong on my end. I go from looking like I'm hanging on with hair to now I shave my head and – looks pretty good. You know, like I look, I'm a bald guy now, but I grow a good beard, and
you're an average looking bald guy.
I'd say above average, not a lot above average, but I'd say above average.
Okay. Well, you got to have confidence in yourself, I guess.
Body helps, right? I mean, I look like Mike O'Hearn, but if I go just mustache, there's going to be signs out by elementary schools.
I think you could pull off just the goatee, though. You could probably shave the cheeks, and that might look all right.
Yeah, and the problem is the less I think from here with a bald head, the less facial hair I go, the older I look, and I cross over into I now look like Steve Manders. I now look like.
And if you don't have blood dripping down your forehead every night, then you're not going to look like Steve Manders.
If you ain't kissing dudes.
What are you doing? Here we are. You're right, Drake. There's not a lot of – there's absolutely no pushback on from me about best hair in podcasting. It's a wild claim because there's a lot of people – everybody has a podcast now, right?
I think Chris D'Elia tried to say that he had the best hair. In podcasting, I got better hair than Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, doesn't he touch kids?
No.
I think all that was pretty cleared up. I think Chris D'Elia was found pretty safe on that one. Definitely likes him on the younger end, but you can't fault a guy for that as long as it's legal. And I do believe it got cleared up.
Yeah, there was some. I think there was some money chasing there. At least trying to happen. I will say this: intern Grant has some good hair.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, we're going to have to qualify this with he's 21 years old, right?
You know, hey, I was 21. I didn't.
Yeah, you were an exception to the rule. Most of the balding does not happen until your mid to late 20s is when you find out if you're going to have good hair for the rest of your life.
All right. Well,
me, I'm going to hold on to it as long as I can. Kluve, you held on to it for too long. Drake is going to die with a full head of hair.
But that's also not saying much
because it's going to be in less than 10 years.
I was just going to say, there's
a kid.
I was going to say, Kev, there's a stipulation there as well where we're not letting him fully get through into his, you know,
Yeah, he's gonna dye with all his hair, and it's gonna be fully colored. There's not gonna be any gray in it whatsoever.
And I don't think he wants it any other way.
Yes, it's true.
Several people, Drake, have said recently that I think these are separate people with the same, come to the same conclusion. And you don't see this because you're not on social media. And we've had a couple people message in that you need to get into like Hollywood. Like you are meant for Hollywood.
No, I'm
as
not.
A stunt I'm stunt a real double
person. I'm a human. Like I'm an actually genuine person.
I realize that, but I don't think to be in movies or TV shows, you automatically have to be a fake person. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are in that industry who are.
You think I can deal with all those fucks? But okay, continue. Why? Why am I for Hollywood?
Just your look, your personality, the entertaining qualities about you is.
That's why we have a podcast.
Yeah, well, I think what they're implying is you're meant for bigger and better things.
Well, thanks, guys, but I'll just stick to the walk-ons podcast. I'm cool. Okay. I like to fight.
Yep. So this is the French.
Speaking of, Bader been posting a lot of videos on Instagram of him beating me up, and yeah. I'm not real thrilled about it. Bader, knock that shit off.
Can we get him on the podcast to talk about
it? Yeah, we'll get him on the podcast. We were talking about it.
I was going to try and find a – I have a little – there's been a lot built up. This is our first episode with
– Shout out to the boys. It's a family episode.
Yeah, it's been a lot of guests lately. Haven't had
– We rattled off a few.
Haven't had a time to be purely the friendship podcast. It rattled was like the professional friendship podcast there for a while.
Yeah, we went Bo, Boyle, Paulsons.
Blythe.
The graphic you put up on Instagram of all the recent guests in the past month, that was a good graphic.
Thank you.
Or G-Bone, whoever put that up.
The issue is that Bo being the first of the people that we brought on, I was just going off of memory, straight up left Bo off the off the graphic there.
Oh, you left Bo off the graphic?
Yeah, and he messaged me. And he was like,
wow.
He said, I'm not worthy. And I was like, oh no.
That's funny.
I said,
oh my God.
Ouch. Because you know what's.
All right, who's the guilty party here? Who did him dirty?
Nah, don't put G Bone in on this. This is all Kluver. If there's any chance to put the blame on Kluver, we put the blame
on asking
Kluver.
who made the graphic?
I made it. I don't know what to say other than he was the of all the this run of guests, he was the first one. And I was literally just going back through my mind trying to count, and I just forgot. And I think maybe part of that is Bo feels like a fourth host of this podcast. And so I don't know. Like
and cover your tracks.
No, there's
you
no
left Bo out.
Yeah, I did. Trying to put it out right here so that we can air it out. I can look like an asshole publicly and it's a public apology to Bo Bauer, and I hope I can make it up to you, man. You know, I am excited though. We went on a little run there, as we said, and it was.
How the numbies doing?
You know. You know.
I don't know because I don't know anything about this podcast.
Me either, man.
Let's just say.
If you could tell me any number between 2,000 and 100,000, I'd probably believe you.
There's no way you would believe me if I said we're doing 100,000, what, per episode?
Yeah.
I'd have told you it's about damn time.
I think you guys have an inflated idea of what. Do you realize that's filling the big house?
Rogan does 13 million or something like that. 22 million or something stupid.
He's the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah, all I'm saying is if that's plausible, then we should be at 100,000.
The problem is we
am I quitting my job at 100,000 listeners an episode?
Oh, you're quitting your job far before 100,000 an episode.
Oh, I don't know about that. Kevin makes a ton of fucking money, man.
You want to know the numbers? This might be interesting for people listening because I can run the numbers here. It's a simple math equation, basically, right? I don't know if I'll get in trouble with iHeart for saying this, but we'll do it anyway.
Don't say iHeart. Just say the base industry standard rate.
Yeah, this is industry standard, what I'm about to say. So here's how podcasting works. I'm going to post hoc, just jump in right here and save all of you from the discussion that we end up having over the next 5 minutes of this initial recording. You know, it's, I don't know, a week later after recording this episode, and the next 5 minutes are three monkeys trying to do math. And because Drake and Kevin don't fully understand, and they were actually trying to figure this out live as I explained it to them, they started asking questions. I started getting confused. The numbers started to get mixed up, and it was 5 minutes that you would have wasted your life on. So I'm going to try to give you guys a breakdown of how podcasting works in the most simple form. I've typed it out, and hopefully this makes more sense, and you guys can get an idea of how a podcast that has advertisers makes money. So it works like this. And it actually is a very simple equation. If you just think of it like a math problem, then it makes this easy. We're solving for X, which in this case is monthly ad revenue for a podcast. To get there, we have three variables. The first variable is an industry standard CPM for an ad. I'll get to CPM in a second. There is some nuance to this if you go deeper, because ads could be 30 seconds, they could be 60 to 90 seconds, or they could even be a dynamic ad like the pork producer spots that we do. But for simplicity, just think of this first variable as your common minute-long ad read. For most companies, you are going to get, as the podcaster, $20 to $25 CPM. CPM is a fancy acronym to denote a dollar amount per amount of downloads, because it's a little bit ridiculous to go all the way down to a single download and trying to figure out money for 17 downloads. So the bare minimum multiplier in podcasting is 1,000 downloads, which is why in the first place, it's actually extremely hard to make a podcast profitable, because if you don't even have 1,000 downloads, it's going to be hard to get a company to, you know, agree to advertise on your show. So for variable A, in our example, a show makes $25 per 1,000 downloads per month. Variable B is much simpler. It plainly represents the number of downloads that your show actually gets each month. Again, you divide that by 1,000, because that's the minimum multiplier, and then you have your second variable. So a show that gets 10,000 downloads in a month, and you're earning $25 per every 1,000, 25 times 10 is $250. That is variable A and variable B multiplied together. So $250 for, in this example, for an ad read per month. The final, and that's, you know, for 10,000 downloads. Great. Now we know how much we're earning per ad read, but there is one last variable, and that is how many ad slots you average per show. You guys listen to our show. You guys know that it's not just one ad slot. And for a show like ours, where we average just over an hour long for each show, the industry standard is 6 to 8 ad reads per episode. So we take our $250 per ad read, in this example, per month, and we multiply it by, let's just use 6 ad reads per episode, and we've roughly figured out that a podcast that runs 6 ad slots per episode that averages 10,000 downloads a month is going to make, do the math with me, $250 per 6 slots, $1,500 monthly. Okay. Not bad, right? You know, you pull that out to a year, it's 18 grand. You know, you got to have over 100,000 downloads in a year. But if you've got a popular show, that's how it can work. And, you know, this is a very oversimplified version of how it goes. And there are other factors, like if you sell those reads yourself, or if you have a team like we do at iHeart who finds them for you, having a network is going to result in them taking a cut for, you know, for, in this example, of that $1,500 per month for doing some of the work. And you also may not get $25 CPM per ad slot. You might get 20, you might get 15. I've seen some as high as 30. sponsorships are a little different and they can bring in even more money. And that brings with it some added obligations of social media posts, segment sponsorships, and other stuff. And in the end, if you agree as a podcast or a brand to go all out for a specific business or product, you could theoretically score deals as high as that company is willing to pay you. And that could depend on, you know, you proving that your show is a high converter, or maybe you've proven that you're not and you're a lower converter and they're going to pay you less. So hopefully all that makes sense. And you can now, if you plug in your own numbers for each of those variables, kind of see how a certain success of a podcast, how much money it could theoretically make. And it was definitely better than the breakdown we initially gave and recorded on the fly. So you're welcome. Now we'll get back to the show. So that ends up being 60. Let's just conservatively say that's $60,000 a month in ad revenue. That's at 100,000. So if you want to, you know, extrapolate that out to 12 months, what is that? $720,000 a year. Are you good with a 200K salary? Because that's what we could pay you.
That's just off of ad reads, though. That's not even including Patreon and stuff like that.
Well, at that point, Patreon and merch sales. Well, I guess if you have 100,000 people listening to you per episode, then the Patreon and the merch sales are going to be also much bigger. But yes, at that point, you know, we are not even close to that.
Well, we could be. And like I said, Drake and I have never taken a look under the hood, so we could be, and you're just like funneling that money into some Cayman Islands account for all we know.
Do you think if we were making $60,000 a month that I would not have already built out a studio, been flying all over the fucking country to go to like to get other interviews? Like, dude, what? Do you think that I'd be sitting here letting you grind your ass into the ground for Striker if we were making 60 G's a month?
Yeah, no. You're a bad tipper. It all comes back around.
But I'm not tipping.
I saw that clip. Yeah, they're the.
What do you think?
Evidence against you there, Clue.
But I'm not. You actually do work on this podcast, and it makes sense the money you would earn.
That's true.
I mean, we could get into the tipping conversation again here. I don't want to, but I would take care of you, Kevin.
Well, it'd be me taking care of me because a third of this company is mine.
You're right.
They take care of shit.
Somehow that always gets lost in the conversation.
It doesn't get
like I actually do own part of this company.
It doesn't get lost. It's just in the way that it's currently structured, I am the one, you know, with the strings on the financial puppeteering of
their hands on the purse strings.
Yeah. But the purse is not that fat. And it's not even close to that fat. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, we've talked about how this has become a financially viable part of my career. And if we wanted it to be, it could be a somewhat supporting, you know, the kids might not get quite as much. And that's why you guys kind of in the beginning decided that, you know, your smaller cut was going to the kids anyway. But, you know, we could all make like poverty level money if we split the current earnings. What's poverty? What is a poverty wage these days?
Anymore.
Poverty lines in like mid-20s these days.
Yeah, we could do that.
Federal. I mean, it's obviously going to depend on where you're living at. Federal poverty level 2023 is...
Grant's got it pulled up.
Oh my God, Jesus.
Oh no. Okay, so you know what? We could do...
I'm just...
That what? Is absolutely no money.
What does poverty mean? I mean, that's... Now, I could take that as a challenge. You give me 15 grand, I will find a way to live on that for a year.
You can't. Not if you're paying your mortgage.
Not with a family.
Not with a kid.
I wouldn't be living... Dude, you give me 15 G's, I'll figure it out.
Well, is that 15... pre-tax? I don't think you pay.
Like, let me take home. Kevin's like, I don't think you get taxed if you're that.
No, I think it's like, I don't think you get federal income tax. I don't think kicks in until like $10,000 or something like that.
Okay. So you let's just say you take home 15. You now have Fuck.
That's $1,250 a month.
Okay. What was our rent in college? Like 500?
It was 433, but okay. You had two roommates. So are you getting roommates then, or?
Hey, Ken's going to have some new friends, you know?
All right, so minus your $433.
This doesn't really work. This doesn't really work in my case because are Lauren and I both making $15,000, or is it $15,000 between the two of us?
It's graded based off of household size.
Okay, so do we?
So, like a single person, it's like $15,000.
Okay, so let's just say $30,000.
And two, a household of two, it's 18. If three, it's 23.
Okay, give me $23,000. Me, Ken, and Lauren will find a way. We will scrapyard dog our way through life on $23,000. I think the point of that was, could we pay you guys a poverty wage? The answer is yes. We could still make a decent donation each year to the kids, at least with last year's numbers. And I could pay all three of us an equal poverty wage. And there might still be a few coins left for Grant if we wanted to toss him his way. He's celebrating inside. The point is this is you don't need to do 100,000 downloads per month to be a successful podcast, like money-wise. But that's where I'm getting into this is like, I think you guys are inflating. I told you, Kevin, we sat down for dinner. If we tripled the numbers of what we were doing right now, download wise, we would probably be able to, there would be a serious discussion on you maybe quitting your job.
All right. So break out the Wolf of Wall Street meme. Those are rookie numbers. We got to jack those numbers up. How do we do that?
Well, I think the first thing we do is we mention our friends at the Washington County Pork Producers.
Yes, we do, because they're great people and they send you great products like little hats, little t-shirt.
Apron.
Coupons for
pork. Apron in your back there.
We got
Drake, did you end up spending your pork coupons yet?
I still have my pork coupons. I found them. So
maybe we'll go spend them and we can do something with them.
You know, Lauren and I, I don't know if you guys do this. You guys may or may not. Lauren and I plan our meals every Sunday for the entire week.
I'll probably do that once Alyssa moves in, yeah.
So, you know, tonight was Culver because it's Culver Sunday and it's every Sunday.
And the fact that you're still doing that ad read for free is ridiculous to me.
Someday, man, someday. But on the other nights, we got to decide, like, hey, there's a question on what's going on the menu tonight. And this week, from the pork voucher that I first used a couple weeks ago, out of the deep freeze will come a large pork tenderloin. And we're going to cook that bad boy up. It's nice now. It's finally nice, I think, for good, basically, in Iowa. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's May 7th. That grill is getting used a lot more once March and May hit. And it's basically grilling season for the next
March and May. What happened to April?
March, April, May. And so the pork tenderloin goes on the menu this week. And obviously we've talked about Kevin and I mean, Kevin exclusively eats pork after the $60 worth that he spent.
I still got a shit ton in my freezer, man.
I don't know if the pork producers alone could get us to those numbers, if we, getting those numbers up, but the pork producers are certainly helping. And we're absolutely thrilled to be partners with pork producers. And every time we talk about them, I can't wait to go to the state fair because I have the pork burgers.
Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the food guru, here to talk about Gray's Gourmet To Go. At Gray's Gourmet To Go, we are madly and passionately in love with three things: chicken lips, pizza, and great food to go. Chicken lips are the most beloved food in Iowa City. And if you don't know what a chicken lip is, you're really missing out. Our second passion is pizza. We're hell-bent on making great pizza. Yeah, you can get cheap pizza anywhere. But if you're a real pizza aficionado, you gotta try our meatball pizza. It's made with a natural starter. And like sourdough bread, it's soft and crispy and light as air. And the third thing that we're wildly and passionately in love with is great food to go. We believe you want to feed your family something great at home, but you're too busy with life to stop and cook. That's why we built Gray's Gourmet To Go. So the next time you need to feed the gang and you don't feel like cooking, just come to GraysGourmetToGo.com.
Maybe a good segue here. Pork burgers, getting the numbers up. The Paulson twins. I've had so many people.
How do we get them internet famous, man? We need to get those guys internet famous.
Well, that's the move, right? That is the move. And
can we, so, okay, listen here, folks. Circle back to 2017 when I just narrowly missed on a young Tristan Wirfs as a cash cow investment.
Let's
get the Paulsons under our wing, under the Walk On Media Network.
Yeah.
And I mean, they would be our Call Me Daddy podcast.
Drake, that is, I'm not joking. This is exactly where I'm going. I think I've mentioned 100%.
Good thinking.
And other people have had this idea as well. We'll have our 5-year anniversary this this September. I went back and found the first recording, the original file on my computer, and we recorded in September of 2018. Bruh. So we are 4 months away from our 5-year anniversary on this podcast. And I would say 6 months into the ordeal when we realized, oh shit, it's the off season and we're still doing this thing. I started to have ideas of what's the ceiling? Where does this thing go? And a network of shows is sort of the move if you can do it the right way. I don't want to be the three guys on here who are just trying to add a bunch of shows that are ass just so we can up the numbers by an extra 1,000 downloads here every month. Or, you know, like if we're going to add shows to this network, and I've thought about it in so many different ways and, you know, forms of doing it, I want them to be really fucking good shows. I want them to surpass, I want them to do more numbers than us. Right?
The Paulsons.
The Paulsons would do more numbers. Us.
They would throw us out of the building.
And up until this point, there have not been a ton of super clear paths to that end goal of like, hey, can we get other shows on our network that do about as good as us? Ideally, the idea would be like, hey, do we have any, like, do we have to start going to the career night in the summer with the Iowa Hawkeyes? Hey, Ben, can you get us in on career night for media content producers? Can we start pitching to these?
Want to start a podcast?
Hey, if you want to learn about media and producing content, go with the bald guy down to the linebackers room.
I mean, honestly, that's not a bad idea because so many professional athletes have started their own podcasts, right? Like, dude, it would actually benefit them to talk to you and understand like everything that goes in behind it.
Sure. But you guys as well, because as much as you guys wouldn't call yourselves, like, you guys are media talent on this show. Like, that's, you guys are, there's a reason we do make money. And it's because the three of us somehow, some way, people come, they keep coming back for more, right? Now, that's really the only people, the only shows that we can add to this network, right? Like, how, here's the other idea. The original idea was, hey, maybe we create the Walk-On Network, and I start reaching out cold call to ex-athletes from every school across the country, and we have a washed-up Walk-Ons affiliated with every school. But I don't give a fuck about other schools, right? I'm not in this.
That
just
honestly would have felt like blasphemy.
Right. You're diluting the product, and we're just trying to make and sure, is that a valid avenue to maybe make a lot of money?
The thing is, I don't know how our brand would up listenership for their podcast, right?
Well, that's the thing.
They'd be like, okay, we'll just start our own. It's like, how are you going to help us?
Well, the idea would be, hey, we go and find a up-and-coming successful podcast from, you know, hopefully it's tough, right? Because you're either you're going and finding two walk-ons who aren't already doing it, and you're saying, hey, any interest in creating a show and really trying to build a brand that we can profit off of? Or you find a show that's already going, but how many other schools have, you know, two or three random walk-ons that created a podcast and is doing well, but not well enough to where they haven't been picked up by somebody, right? So that idea immediately went out the window. The other idea is we need other Iowa Hawkeye content producing people that would join the network and make sense. right? They don't have, you know, it's not going to come out on our feed. They'd be their own podcast, but we would sort of help jumpstart them with an audience. We'd
just like how Barstool has 50 different podcasts.
100%. It's like, you know, they have Foreplay, they have Pardon My Take, Spit and Chick. I mean, and they use the they use the bigger brand of Barstool to, I think the way he puts it, Dave, he, you know, they're the gasoline for all the, for all of these individual fires, and they just add gasoline. We would try and do that in the Iowa space. And again, I have not had a, and there's been plenty of people who have, I even had a fan one time, he's probably still listening, send me like a PowerPoint, like a presentation block on, hey, here's an idea for one of you guys. I think he was like pitching me, like it could be the fan perspective versus the former player perspective. But the twist is the fan wears an Iowa Hawkeye Mexican style wrestling mask during the show. I have a pitch deck literally on my computer still saved from this, from this guy who had, it was a, it, the pitch
in
was,
what, every episode just a random fan comes on?
No, same guy.
Oh, same guy. Every
his
time.
Identity is concealed. He's like, you know, he's this.
And he comes on the show with us?
Just one of us. It would be one of us and him. And then there'd be certain topics where you get his perspective as just like a hardcore Hawkeye football fan and the former player's perspective. And they would then clash maybe sometimes or whatever, right? I've had... there's a small podcast that has hit me up. They're more of an Iowa lifestyle podcast. It's called Backroads and Bonfires. And the guy is cool as shit. He's a huge walk-on fan. And he sent me a video through my email one time, like a 3-minute pitch video of like, hey man, this is back when I started talking about expanding the network, like in January. He's like, I think we're the perfect podcast. We could like add to your brand. I'm like, it needs to be perfect. Like we're not going to just like throw something out there and then 3 months down the road, if it's not good, be like, ah, that was fucking no. Like if we're going to do something here, it's got to be something that sticks.
Paulson's
could be the thing that sticks. And several people have said, we need to somehow make this cooking YouTube show podcast content machine work with Levi and Landon. And I think for the first time, there's actually maybe an opportunity for us to explore how we can facilitate that. I don't know what that looks like.
We hire a videographer and send them to Kelowna.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if they want to do a podcast, I just give them access to this software that we're using. We create, you know, an overlay. I guess they're 40 yards from each other, so they could literally record in person every time. Which, so there's factor number one that starts to take them up far and away above where we are. And, you know, like the people are like, hey, you can have Gary produce it, you know, like just put the work on Gary. He'll do the clips and he'll do all the producing of the show. I'm like, I get it. There's a lot of good ideas here, but I think maybe the walk-ons pitch that idea to Levi and Landon, like, hey, if you guys want to do a podcast, it could be an outdoors podcast. You can talk whatever you want. Honestly, it could just be your life. You could do it once a week. You could do it once every 2 weeks. And because we have the Patreon, we have the ability to add shows that don't have to necessarily be affiliated with iHeart. And then if people are signing up for the Patreon more and more to hear the podcast from Levi and Landon because they're exclusive to our Patreon, then, you know, maybe they start to show that they're financially viable to our system. And I don't know. I think we'd be fucking up if we didn't try and make that happen though. Kevin, we're going to need you to quit your job. You're going to have to go produce the podcast in Kelowna.
No.
And there's the issue is that the three of us are in this. And to be honest, none of us want to do any of the work.
It's the old it's the saying of the egg is, or the chicken is invested in your breakfast, the pig is committed. We're all just a bunch of chickens.
I like that quote.
Let's just pay Gary a bunch and he'll produce it. It's good.
That's another option, right? Like what? So here's an option. And Gary, as he sits on the side, is probably just like, make sure your desk is nailed down or something, so your erection doesn't, you know, knock it over. But what if we just offered Gary a full-time job?
I mean, if he has to produce our podcast.
Gary, are you okay with living at the federal poverty line?
You know, and I don't know what that looks like, but yeah, I don't know if there's a single person. I just talked to Gimble today. I was at a wedding this past weekend, yesterday in Marshalltown, saw my boy Gimble. Gimble is a fanatic of our show. He listens to every episode.
Shout out to him, man. Great, great fella.
And the main thing that he had to say was he was so impressed with how fluidly Gary has fit into our show. Gary, come in here. Dude.
Hi. Hello.
People fucking love you, man. They like you more than us.
Hey, and I love everyone that's listening. So I'm glad it's mutual.
Gary, you fucked around and sent an email and got yourself a full-time job, pal.
Whoa.
Listen, this Paulson thing, it's going to happen. It's done deal. We spoke this one into existence. This is one of those things that we've been talking about for a long time and done spoken into existence.
Well, you know, and here's the thing, like scaling in this industry gets really tough on pure downloads. If you are not just, you can throw that up there, Grant. You can just be the fourth guest there.
It's got the wrong names on it. So
does it? Whose name?
All right. Well, I'll just move them around then.
Just move us. You have that ability. I mean, if we're going to pay you a full-time job, I mean, do your goddamn job. scaling as a podcast happens quickly in the beginning, right? You know, our first episode, we got 1,200 listeners. Our second episode, we got 3,500 listeners. We grew at a rate that it doesn't make sense for most podcasts.
You got 1,200 the first time?
Yeah. What? Gary. We do fucking numbies, buddy.
Oh, I know now. I wasn't here. What, 430 episodes or whatever this is.
And if you would have been,
he
would have been on the moon by now.
Born 430 episodes.
Yeah, Gary wasn't even born when we started this thing. Now he's got a job,
full time one with benefits and shit.
Benefits.
I just wanted to see how far I could push it.
I'm still. My wife's a teacher because I need benefits. Scaling is tough because at some point you may continue to grow. We have continued to grow. This whole conversation started on, hey, what are we doing numbers wise? We're doing the best off season numbers we've ever done right now. Not by a crazy amount, right? We're probably, I'll call it a 10 or 15% increase over last year's off season.
It's pretty good.
Evan and I are having a private chat. That's per month, Gov.
That's low. We fucking stink.
No, and then, you know, in mid-season, this is the number we're doing, right? Right, and that's good.
That's poser shit.
That's downloads per month. But at some point, even
all right,
if you're
Gary,
like,
sorry, no benefits.
Yeah. But at some point, the way you grow as a brand is, okay, now we need multiple shows. Like, if we can do, hey, can we get 3, 4, 5 shows all doing the same numbers? Then you really start to, because now you're pulling from the same listeners who are listening to all your shows. That's the idea. This is far past just the single episode. And of course, our main idea here is to keep the product of the Wash Up Walk-Ons what it is, right? This is the main deal. But if we could get Levi and Landon, you know, if we could get the Paulson twins to have a podcast and it started to do numbies, right? Couple thousand downloads.
You mean the first day?
Right. And then we could take that to iHeart and be like, hey, we got another show under our belt here that we're kind of managing.
And make us the fucking CEOs.
And they're doing numbers. So can we put them on our hosting? Like, can we add them to our, because there's an ability on our hosting website to just add another podcast, which then would allow the ability for our iHeart people to just seamlessly start adding in the advertisements on their shows as well. So no, Kevin, that number is downloads per month.
Yeah, and then I did the math, and that's my math isn't mathing.
Oh, yeah. Close. A little short of that.
That ain't shabby.
Yeah. 75% of that, and there's a reason that it's 75% of that number. But yes, 75% of that number.
Because you embezzle 25%? Fucking prick.
No. No, I embezzle after. The 75%, I start embezzling at that point. But yeah, it's pretty close. So, Landon and Levi. You got an hour a week, huh? Got 2 hours a week?
Dude.
Hey, you want to quit your jobs at Neat and just start doing this thing, huh? That's the question.
They could do it.
Grant?
I think they should.
There's a lot more fans of outdoors, hunting, fishing, game, and cooking than there are Iowa sports. So I think that they can really hit a much wider audience.
I mean, that's what I'm saying is those two have the ability, right? With their,
it might be good for their brand just to get massive again, though.
Go back to 300.
Just go back to being 300 pounds.
Well, you know, and I'm already, you know, like I'm going to give a shout out to some really big fans here in a second. Not fans, family members, walk-on army family members, but I cannot find the fucking. Oh, I found them. Okay. I want to give a shout out to the people who are on our $25 per month tier, who are basically like, they're basically our walk-on founders club, right? They are. Founders. Yeah. They've got a stake in this thing at this point. Our biggest supporter arguably is Eric Lewis, who I don't know if you guys have met Eric.
I've met Eric. Yeah.
He is all of the ideas we've been hashing out in this last 40 minutes. He has sent me privately on Discord. He's like, dude, I got all these ideas. Like, and he's talking about the Paulsons. Like, hey, you know, like if we want to grow the brand, he's like, I want to support you guys. You guys are, he's like our biggest supporter, right? He wants us to grow into a, like, he wants to take us to the moon if he can help it. And so I'm like,
shout out to him.
Yeah. He's, you know, he's contributed in more ways than one. And Eric, you are kind of the GOAT. Mike Waller, Keith Brink. These are a couple of the absolute just total savages. Courtney, Christopher Irvin. I think there's only a few of you. There's like eight of you. And I can't see all of the, for some reason, it won't let me search by that tier right now. But there is like nine people on the $25 tier. And you guys are absolute legends. I don't know why or where Drake went and what he's doing.
Absolute legends. Walk on army.
We need to figure out a way to make that happen, basically. I got a Twitter message from another fan listener of the show, and I'm going to read it because I thought that this was pretty cool. I started listening to the pod pre-game Nebraska last season. Loved it. Went back to the beginning of the season while listening to the new episodes as they came out. Eventually caught up, so I went back to day one and started listening. It blows my mind.
400 episodes.
It blows my mind how many of you people have said, fuck it, I'm going to episode one. 30 minutes ago, this is when he sent this to me last week or 2 weeks ago. 30 minutes ago, I realized I only have four more episodes until I've listened to every single one. This is from the beginning. He's listened to 421 podcasts in 6 months.
This poor man's IQ has probably dropped significantly.
So he's averaging, including weekends, somewhere between 2 and 3 episodes a day of our podcast.
I fucking love that.
That is absurd. Maybe like two episodes a day.
What's his legend's name?
His name is Ryan. I won't disclose last name just because I don't know if people are comfortable with that. But his name is Ryan M. He says, I'm sad panda now because I have to wait for new episodes here soon. I can't just load the next one in. But I want to thank you guys. And then this is his words, not mine. I could show you it, but I'm just going to say what he said. He said, I want to thank you guys, mostly you, because the polecat carries the pod. That's what he said. Okay.
I'm not going to deny that the podcast would not be a thing without the polecat.
for breathing life
but
back
it wouldn't into be worth a shit without us.
For breathing life back, and I would agree with that. I'm not gonna deny that either. For breathing life back into the football program for me. I had by no means given up on the program, but like most fans, I was really frustrated the last few years. I'd always have the game on, but I wouldn't sit and watch intently. I'd just listen. Getting to learn about the past players as guests and an insight you guys bring as past players in the program honestly has changed how I view the program. Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks, and I can't wait for the season to start this year for the first time in a few years. Also, can't wait to dip my toes into some DHT action. I've been waiting until I got done with the regular pod to start in on DHT. Yeah.
So he is about to go on the DHT journey?
Yes.
Wow.
And going front to back on the DHTs has got to be another wild ride. I mean, that's...
How long's DHT been going now?
I think it's coming up on... it. Drake and I started it in the 21 season... during the season, I think. So we're 18 months into DHT. So for everybody listening right now who wants just absolute
carnage.
I mean, it's just, I don't even, Grant, can you come in here for a second? How would you describe Dickhead Tuesday as a, like, what do we talk about on there?
Just guys talking life, what guys do.
It just gets the most Grant description I've ever heard.
Just guys chopping it up.
Oh, just man. Guys chopping it up.
No, it's fun. It's like a miscellaneous, like, you know, Seinfeld is a show about nothing.
Yeah.
DHT is a podcast about nothing.
Facts.
And it's,
some would argue this is a podcast about nothing.
That's true. And DHT, for those listening and wondering, it is even more unfiltered than we are here, if that makes sense or could even be done. Somehow we are more unfiltered. We tell stories that we don't tell on here sometimes. If there's anything that's ever been discretionary between me and Drake, which is rare, but occasionally we're like, usually we let the door down on DHT for that. Wild podcast. Anyway, he says, side note, fuck you for breaking down during the Penn State pregame. It hit right in the feels. It was like seeing KF get emotional or watching stuff about the wave. Hits those feels really hard. Hawks by a million. Love getting messages like that. I mean, that is the kind of shit that you want to see right there.
I love getting the Hawks by a million. So I travel every now and then for work.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, I always fly back to Cedar Rapids, and usually people flying to Cedar Rapids are people from Eastern Iowa. So
really
decent amount of podcast listeners. Sure. I always love getting a Hawks by a million or a Go Hawks or Walk On Army from, and it's happened like, I've traveled like four times in the last month and a half or so, and it happened three out of the four times.
That's fucking unreal.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
I went to the, so Thomas Rhett kicked off his tour this past weekend. First tour date, Des Moines, Wells Fargo. The in-laws got Lauren and I tickets to Thomas Rhett. Opener, Cole Swindell. Banger concert. I'm not even a concert guy. Banger concert. Cole Swindell comes out. He does his like 10 or 12 songs. The lights go up as they're changing stage for Thomas Rhett. The guy, Lauren sitting to my right, the guy next to her that we had to kind of walk into the row past to get to our seats, reaches over, taps me on the shoulder and goes, are you Tyler Kluber? I'm like, yeah, that's me. He goes, dude, I listened to the podcast, man. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? We're in the nosebleeds at Wells Fargo. It's 9 p.m. on a Thursday, and this guy goes, I told my wife I thought it was you, dude. I fucking love listening to your show, man. You guys are the best. I'm like, it blows my mind. Did I tell you guys that when Lauren and I were in the process, when she was pregnant, we're at the baby doctor for like a checkup at like 24 weeks or whatever? It's us and another couple in the clinic. Just us. We're waiting to go in. They're coming out. As the guy's leaving, he goes, Tyler, love the show. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? At the baby doctor.
Man, he's a fan. What do you want?
So shout out to my guy. I didn't get his name. Him and his wife enjoying the concert. We're going to talk about another aspect of this story. This is one of those discretionary things. We're going to leave that for DHT this week. Cool. had a human sitting in the row in front of us that we need to talk about.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Man, I was gonna run some. I was gonna run some questions that had built up in the Discord for this, but hey, we talked for 50 minutes about trying to make ourselves more money. How fucking greedy is that?
Very greedy. Yeah. We should definitely do something more on this podcast.
Well, how about top five ice cream flavors?
True. So,
I knew this question was going to come up. Yeah.
How greedy are we going? Are we just going originals? Like,
and if it's a flavor ice cream, go.
I think it's
so. You're talking like if I can go Ben and Jerry's.
Yep. See, that's tonight, you can do it. So I keep a running list of pints ranked in my notes. It's the only list I have, and I've ranked 40 different flavored pints of ice cream from all kinds of different brands. I decided on this one that I was going to do the extravagant, right? All the toppings you want to add. It's if it's a flavor that's produced by a company, it's good to go. It doesn't just have to be a single flavor like vanilla or chocolate or, you know, you can throw whatever you want. It's at your discretion. Gary, I want you involved in this, so bring yourself in here. I know you're probably like, shit. So if you like, I can start.
Well, yeah, now I'm all flabbergasted. I don't know what's going on.
You can go with simple flavors if you want.
This is the first time in a long time I've actually had a chance to prepare my list and not make it on the fly, and I feel pretty good about it.
So I'll start at my number five. And let's put this in perspective again. I have a list of 40 flavors. So to make my top five is I eat a fuckload of ice cream. I once ate a gallon in front of Drake, a half gallon of Oreo milkshake. My number five is darkest chocolate. It's just pure dark chocolate ice cream from Jenny's. And it is fucking phenomenal. Just pure dark chocolate. It is so smooth. Anybody who has had Jenny's,
right. It's unbelievable.
It's the smoothest you'll ever have. Darkest chocolate. They have a milk chocolate. Yeah, milkiest chocolate and darkest chocolate. And the darkest chocolate sits at number five for me.
My number five, I'm going to go with something that you're really only going to find in an ice cream parlor. Don't exist a whole lot anymore. But back in the 90s, early 2000s, that was a big deal. It was like, hey, kids, we're going to go get ice cream, right?
Yeah.
And my number five is going to be Superman ice cream.
Are you fucking kidding me? Superman?
Superman, baby.
Dude, the local Waukee ice cream shop still sells it, man.
Yeah, I love that. I love to hear that. Yeah. Shout out to the 90s.
Kids love that shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Grant, do you need time or do you want to?
No, I can go. I feel a little underprepared, though. I didn't realize that.
I'm sorry.
I did prepare a list, but I didn't realize I was going up against. I have 40 different pints I've been ranking over the years. So I do feel a little underprepared.
You're fine. The last time, by the way, the reason I've brought you in here is because I got bitched out from multiple people because we didn't let Grant do his top five in the last couple episodes. And again, people like you more than us. So you're now included until you quit on us. Or until you accept a full-time job, at which point we're going to...
All right, well, I don't want to... it's funny Drake said it. I had my number five as Tonight Dough, Ben & Jerry's classic. Delicious.
All-time type of ice cream.
It's outstanding. And Drake, feel bad taking it before you're able to draft, but since it's top five and not a draft, I'm going to put it where I had it. So
yeah, it's going to make an appearance on my list as well.
It's outstanding.
It's unbelievable.
And there's like 20 ingredients. Yes. There's a million things in it.
Drake?
Number five, I am going to go with Dairy Queen Banana Cream Pie Blizzard from back in the day.
Wow. Wow.
It was so ridiculously good for a soft serve. Like, bro. But they did it right. It tasted exactly like a banana cream pie.
I love that. I love that. That threw in a little variance here that we may or may not get, right? Because you don't know at number five. For me, we stay in the family here. I'm sorry, but if you have not had Jenny's ice cream, it absolutely bangs. It's gooey butter cake. And I don't think I have to say much more.
All right. Well, butter cake. We're gonna keep the cake theme going. My number four is gonna be a nice little cake batter. I particularly like the Cold Stone.
Cold
cream.
Stone.
Cake, oh, cake batter ice cream.
Oh, that whatever the cake batter one that they have mixed up, where they have like the ingredient list on it, whatever that's called. That almost made my list.
It's unbelievable.
It's a quality bowl of ice cream right there.
And Cold Stone just puts out good product, you know.
It's not as good as Whitey's, but yeah, neither here nor there.
Dude, that's the sad thing is, man, Iowa City downtown, they lost all their ice cream stops. Whitey's went like our freshman year, then Cold Stone left, I think, our senior year. So there's like no downtown ice cream spots.
Unreal.
My uncle was towards the mall.
My uncle was flabbergasted after I informed him that there was no Whitey's in Iowa City anymore.
Yeah, it was tough for a lot of people, honestly. No. Grant?
This one, I don't know if this is a real popular one, but I'm going to take it anyway because I think it's pretty good. I'm going to go, if you get a nice cinnamon ice cream, just outstanding.
Yeah,
then you need to get cinnamon roll from Jenny's when we're in Nashville.
Yeah, that's facts. This is not about being popular. Kevin put Life cereal at number one when we did cereals,
and people loved it.
I was gonna say we got a lot of positive response.
I don't think it did.
With a Raisin Bran at number two,
the Life cereal, they got dedicated fans and they showed up for Kevin.
Yeah, he's right here, the one of them. Drake,
hey, just stand by your guns. All right, Grant.
Number four, I'm going to do mint chocolate chip Whitey's.
Okay. That's a popular pick. Many, many guys in Iowa City, players on the team, I remember, a big fan. Mint, sort of a polarizing ice cream flavor. I'm not a fan personally, but I do understand it. I understand.
It has to be played right.
It does.
And Whitey's plays it to perfection.
Number three on my list is our first repeat. Like I said, tonight dough was going to make an appearance. It's just a fabulous flavor. I brought it up if you haven't had it and you're listening, I don't know where you've been. Caramel and chocolate ice cream with chocolate cookie swirls, gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough, and peanut butter cookie dough.
Sounds like you're not even like, is it mostly just cookie dough that you're eating? With some ice cream around it?
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of cookie dough. Yeah.
the answer is yes.
Yeah, and it tastes unbelievable.
All right. Well, my number three is just a good sound fundamental football player of an ice cream. And that we're gonna go with Oreo ice cream.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just a
what particular brand, Kev?
If I had to choose a brand, I'm gonna go with Breyers.
Interesting.
It's a decent brand. Yeah.
Before we decided to go elaborate on our ice creams, Breyers Vanilla Bean was going to make my list.
Ooh, tell
Breyers
me
has a great vanilla bean ice cream.
They discontinued it. There's no more Breyers Vanilla Bean. There's like a creamy vanilla, a French vanilla, extra vanilla, but there's no vanilla.
If you would have been in the Ward household anytime from 1994 to 2005, there was always a Breyers vanilla bean ice cream in the freezer.
Sounds like Leo Kulik.
And I bet it didn't last long, Kev.
Ugh.
Well, it was dairy. Dairy products didn't do well in the Ward house.
Yeah, they did not.
And even they did even worse in the Paulson household.
Tell that story on their own podcast and they'll have a million followers.
That's facts. If we were going pure kind of classic ice cream flavors, vanilla bean was 100% going to be on my list. As was cookies and cream, but neither make this list with the updated sort of flair that we've added. Drake, did you go?
Is this number three?
Yes.
I need to preface my number three by saying that there's another ice cream, which you mentioned that would have made the list, but I want to have a variety from each brand.
Sure.
Number three is Heinz apple pie ice cream.
Mm. I knew that was going to make the list for probably both of you. And by the look of Kevin's face, he just can't wait to drop.
is mind blowing.
It is mind blowing. Yeah, it's good. So that takes us to the two line. And this is one I've only had once, but it was Unbelievable. We'll go to Ben and Jerry's here again. So two Ben and Jerry's, two Jenny's, peanut butter fudge core. Unbelievable. Another one of those ice creams that's just jam packed. It's got like mini peanut butter cups, peanut butter swirls, chocolate, something. It's like half and half. It's unbelievable. It's very similar to like a tonight dough. It's that packed with shit. Ben and Jerry's, they just do good shit over there. Ben and Jerry, they know what they're doing. Right. Couple dogs. Kevin?
My number two, again, this is just going to be a basic type flavor, but it's only if you're out at an Italian restaurant, but pistachio ice cream or gelato slaps differently after a big old meal. So that's going to be my number two.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to my my in-laws. They're in Italy right now for a two-week vacation. And they've sent us basically every night them getting gelato. So,
are you guys Neapolitan fans?
Yeah, I'll love a Neapolitan.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure. There's not a lot of ice cream, Grant, that I've ever really disliked.
Yeah, I mean, it's all ice cream. It's all pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So I think I missed my third. So
did you?
I think I did.
Yes, I believe we did skip over Grant.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm gonna go two.
Yeah, go two in a row.
Yeah. So third, I have salted caramel pretzel.
Ooh.
And then number two, I actually have cake batter. I think I think we both like cake batter, Kevin, but I just think a little bit more highly of it.
And that's fair. It is.
And now am I on to number two?
Your second ice cream, Drake.
In reality, I would probably give Jenny's the top two.
Sure.
I'm going to kick gooey butter cake out of bed just because I'm already going to use one of Jenny's flavors as number one.
Okay.
And we'll repeat with tonight dough.
Okay.
It's just a phenomenal ice cream.
Yeah, it is. Ben and Jerry's.
But actually, no. What was it? There was an oatmeal. Something oatmeal.
Oh, yeah.
That Ben and Jerry's makes. That's my pick. That's my number two.
Was it like a honey milk oatmeal or something like
that? You're going to have to find it. G-Bone, dial me up what Ben and Jerry's oatmeal.
It had some funny name play on it on the name. It was search a oat.
Oh, funny. Oat of this swirl.
Oat of this swirled. Oat of this swirled ice cream. That makes
Drake literally brought this to DHT one time, and he's never even talked about a person like he talked about this ice cream.
Out of this world. Can we get a ingredients?
It says,
or is it just?
I can't read that.
Honest with you. I probably, no exaggeration, ate not the non-dairy kind. That's oatmeal dream pie. I want out of this world. I really genuinely probably ate a dozen or more pints consecutively in days. Dude, it got out of control. It got out of control.
Read it, Grant.
Oh, so I'm seeing a buttery brown sugar ice cream with fudge flakes and oat cookie swirls.
Yeah, that's buttery brown sugar ice cream.
Fellas.
Come on now. That's pretty. So that's your number two?
That's my number two.
Okay, well, we've arrived at the one slot, and this is far and away. This is sort of a simple flavor, and this is a very personal one for me. It's salted peanut butter. Mm. Salted peanut butter ice cream with chocolate flex is the full name from Jenny's. Again,
that's
third Jenny's.
That's your number one in the world?
In the world, I would eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I only need that for macronutrients, and I'll die. Bury me with it. Yep.
Well, then I got to get it when we go to Nash what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach y'all the real Nashvillian trick because we have Jenny's there. You do not go to Jenny's and pay Jenny's prices. You go to Publix with somebody who has a Publix card and you choose from one of the 25 pint items pint options that they have there. You get you a pint. You get 2 pints for the price that you're going to get a fucking ice cream cone at Jenny's. You go to the Jenny's and you pick up like $1 or $1.50 hot, fresh waffle bowls. You just buy the bowl and say you got the ice cream at the house. You just scoop heaps from that pint into your hot, fresh waffle bowl. And you paid all of like $7 for the biggest bowl of Jenny's you could ever
have. It does sound like a lot of work, but hey, save some money. you know. That's my number one, and it's again, there's nothing added to it. It's just a salted peanut butter flavor ice cream. It's unbelievable.
Respect it. Respect it a lot. Yeah, my number one has been mentioned already. It's Heinz apple pie ice cream. I fell in love with it the first time I had it. I don't think I ever gone to Heinz and got anything else.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it hits differently.
And it's a solid pick.
Yeah.
Grant?
All right, yeah, my number one is already been mentioned, but I'm going to go – I have Oreo as my number one. It's, you can find it at every ice cream shop. It's always going to be good. I think it's consistent all around. I've had Oreo pretzel before too. It's also delicious.
You're a big pretzel guy.
People are looking to try it, but just Oreo is my pick.
Okay. That's respectable.
Drake?
My number one is a seasonal only from Jenny's. It is maple pancakes. Mm. It's like maple butter pancakes in a waffle bowl.
Maple-soaked
pancakes in a waffle bowl.
It's number 9 on my list of 40. It's a damn good ice cream flavor. Damn good. Grant, we're going to have to introduce you to this.
She's working up some voodoo magic over there.
Hey, when we break your take your Jenny's virginity, it's going to be the best one you ever lost.
This right here?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
There it is. It's unbelievable.
Love the design on that.
Yeah, they put a lot of work into it, and that's why it's $90 per pint. But worth it, you know, worth it.
Yeah.
So I hope, we're going to have some – don't worry. We're going to have plenty more guests come onto the show here. I've been hyping them up, and we've been getting them. So we're going to have some guests rolling around. But if we do not have a guest, we have a lot of – questions that have built up. If you are part of the walk-on army on Discord, patreon.com/washedupwalkons. If you want in on that private Discord where you can have private chats with us, we're always in there. Maybe Brady Ross will show his face every once in a while and just say some outrageous shit. And there's also a thread in there where you can ask questions that eventually show up on the show. We're going to answer a bunch of those questions when we get the chance. But tonight we went a different path, if you will. That's it. Don't know what episode it is. Thanks for joining us. Tell your friends to listen to us so we can get to 100,000 downloads an episode and we can have Kevin quit his job. Is that too much to ask for? God damn it.
If we get to 100,000 an episode, I will quit my job. If my math is math in here.
I would hope so. Before that, you should quit your job.
We'll see.
You're a bitch. I hate you. That's it. See you guys later. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.